Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. Again, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer and in the Word of God. A time when we just sit aside and worship the Lord with all the saints that are gathered and listening and worshiping with us. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we do greet you in Jesus' name and trust that the Lord will use this broadcast to help you and encourage and strengthen you through the day. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Let's read from Psalms 42:8. David said, "Yet the Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life." Well, there's coverage in the daytime, and there's coverage in the nighttime. Praise the Lord. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eyes are upon the righteous, and His ears are open to our cry. We have a Savior that is continually and constantly watching and listening for us and to us. Well, if it's convenient and possible, why don't you contact someone and invite them to worship with you, and then be ready in just a little while to take down our contact information. Well, let's get started. Let's take a Hymns of the Spirit hymnal. Go to page 22. Here's a favorite of the church we sing so much, "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms." Many of you know it. Clap your hands and let's sing together. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, oh yes, I'm leaning. I'm safe and secure from all alarm. Oh yes, I'm leaning. Oh yes, I'm leaning. I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm leaning, oh yes, I'm leaning. I'm safe and secure from all alarm. Oh yes, I'm leaning, oh yes, I'm leaning. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. Hallelujah. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm leaning, leaning. I'm safe and secure from all alarm. I'm leaning, oh yes, I'm leaning. I'm leaning on the everlasting. Just as I told you that his eyes are constantly upon us and his ears are constantly listening to us, his arms are continuing to the extent that they are everlasting. It's something we can lean on 24/7 for the rest of our lives. He never fails. Hallelujah. Reading the precious promise today before we pray from James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. There we are talking about the extent and the everlasting and the forever watching and listening. Here we are told that with him there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. More security, more everlasting, more lingering, more eternity. Hallelujah. More and more of Jesus. Hallelujah. He will always be there. Can we pray? Let's call upon him today. Lord, we're just so excited and so thankful as we look into your word and we read, Lord, where every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above. Lord, from the Father of lights. And Lord, we know that in you is no darkness. But here the writer says, James tells us that there are no variableness. There is no shadow of turning. Lord, there is no wavering. There is no changing your mind. There is no doubting. Lord, there is no unsteadiness nor unsurety. Lord, we're just so thankful today that you are so stable, rooted and grounded in the Word. Lord, and we're thankful that we have a Savior that we can call on. Our hearts, Lord, are lifted up to you today. You never fail us. Help us to be worthy and worship you. Lord, the only way we can be worthy is through you and through your blood. We thank you today. Hear the prayers, Lord, that are being prayed today. Hearts are being poured out to you. Many people are calling upon you for salvation for their loved ones and healing for the sick. And some people are having financial and employment difficulties. And Lord, there are just all sorts of issues and problems. But we're glad that we can bring them to you. And as everyone, Lord, right now is praying and making their requests be made known to you. We turn it over to you, Lord. We lay it at your feet. We leave it at the altar, knowing, Lord, that you're going to come down. You're going to come down and minister to those needs according to your word, according to your will, and according to as our faith shall be. Bless the furtherance of this service, we pray, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, worship with us. Let's praise him since we prayed. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Let's sing it one more time. Praise him with us now. Hallelujah. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his love. Every name. so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah. Thank you for worshiping with us. I'll give you some contact information at the end of the broadcast. So let's continue to worship him. Here's one entitled, Peace Be Still. Hallelujah. Let's continue to praise the Lord.
Sailing on a journey, one dark stormy night, the disciples on board the ship were filled with fear and fright. But Jesus surely showed them winds and waves obey his will, for he quickly calmed the tempest when he whispered, peace be still. He could say, peace be still. He could say, peace be still. When he says, peace be still, all the winds and seas obey. If there are storms in your soul, he can still in control. He can say, peace be still to your soul.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let him say, peace be still to your troubled heart today.
Sailing on a journey over the sea of life, often we're tossed about from the storms of sin and strife. But Jesus is the captain, he's the master of the sea. No matter what may happen, he can still speak peace to me. He can say, peace be still. He can say, peace be still. When he says, peace be still, all the winds and sea waves obey. If there are storms in your soul, he is still in control. He can say, peace be still to your soul.
Oh, let's sing it again. Hallelujah. He can say, peace be still. He can say, peace be still. Listen, he can say, peace be still. All the winds and seas obey. If there are storms in your soul, he is still in control. He can say, peace be still to your soul. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and he can say, peace be still to your soul. Thank you for letting us hear from you. The mailing address, checks, money orders, songs, prayer requests, The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Well, he can say, peace be still. He can say, peace be still. When he says, peace,